Live Life with Purpose, episode 49, Selfish. Question: what is your main purpose in life, Adam? Has stuck with me ever since he asked me. That came from a friend years ago. I've thought about that question many times along the way, and have had many different answers for it as well. After we cut past all the other things that matter in life first, the easy ones that came to mind first, God, family, relationships, I was challenged to dive deeper with my life's work. It took me months to come up with an actual, decent answer, but that was because I was making it too difficult. Looking over all the subjects I had talked about and written about over the years, it became even more clear as to what my purpose was. As I looked at these different thoughts, I was finally able to put the answer to this question into words. So here it is. My mission in life is to challenge selfishness. What I love doing is helping others find areas to show love and help others along the way. There are so many facets to living a great life, and this is the foundation of it all. That's what we talk about on asmithblog.com, is how to live a great life, how to live a purposeful life. It's all about leadership in life. If there's one thing I'm on this world to fight against, it's selfishness, because I've been there and have learned to hate what it turned my heart into, and I see it in the world around me too, and what it's doing there. It's destroying lives, and people don't even realize it. Listen, if your outlook on life is that it's all about you, and it's you against the world, then I have news for you. To live a healthy life full of beautiful relationships and impacting lives, this cannot be your approach. Everything is not about you, it's about others. To sum it up in one sentence, this message is my life work. It's the foundation for everything I believe in. People are all about more, 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 never being satisfied with just giving themselves to loving people. As a Christian, I form my life after the Bible. I believe Jesus is very clear about loving others. It's what we're to model our lives after. But I have spent years destroying selfishness in my own life because it creeps in until one day you look up and realize that you have been living the opposite of a better life, opposite of the life you intended, if you're not careful. I've seen the destructive path that it can cause. I've seen it destroy lives because the pursuit of those lives were after the wrong things, and it cost them dearly. Of course, you can change and bounce back from anything, but it's always best not to go through heartache and pain if you don't have to. You can avoid it. You can live a better life. Spread love instead of selfishness, because if there's one thing this world needs less of, it's selfishness. Remember that as you search yourself, as you get ready for your day, as you encounter and embrace people, and as you end your day, fill that thought with your mind all day long. People need you to show more selflessness than any other thing you could give away with your life. My challenge to you today is to search yourself of selfishness and rid yourself of what has you focused on the wrong things in life. All those things that keep you from looking out because you're so concerned and consumed with those things that bring you back to self. After you do that, you won't want to stop at just one area of selfishness, because there are probably more. Human nature is to be selfish. It's a daily fight. That's how it works for me anyways. It truly is a daily walk, my friend. However selfish you have been in the past, it'll be a process to beat it. But I believe in you. You can do it. It's a journey worth embarking on. Go and change the world around you with fighting selfishness today.